Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to a new beginning, Ambassador for Christ, your host, Brother Wes Armstrong. Welcome. We give God the honor. We glorify his name. Had it not been for the Lord, it was on my side. Now, I don't know about you, but had it not been for the Lord that was on my side, I'd probably be destroyed and gone a long time ago. But thank God. Glory to his holy name. By Jesus Christ, I have life today, and I thank you, grateful, and so thankful that I get another opportunity to live this life and to let people see the God in me. It's not about me, it's the God in me, working by his Holy Spirit through Christ Jesus. Again, welcome. New beginning, Ambassador for Christ. The old me is gone, the new me, welcome. We're going to have prayer and then scripture. This prayer is for some friends of mine. They're sick in the hospital, rehab, close friends, dear friends. And I thank God for prayer because prayer is working and they're doing a lot better in their particular geographical locations and facilities that they're in. Thank God. Male and female. And we thank God for healing. Thank God for my healing. I've been diagnosed with prostate cancer. And I had an appointment yesterday, consultation, possibility of radiation treatment, and then today another, it was the second opinion pertaining to a radiation treatment. And they're very thorough. I did a lot of research, so I knew most of the answers to the questions, or I knew the comments already before they were passed along to us. And I thank God for giving me the understanding and the knowledge and the know-how to go in there and find that information that I need for myself. And not necessarily have to wait on anybody, medical or otherwise, to let me know possibilities and what my body is going through, you know. Okay, so to God be the glory. I thank him for that. I thank him for my wife. Thank him for our children who are very supportive at this time. And had it not been for the Lord, like I said, those on my side, I would have been destroyed. And he brought me right back where I started from, so. I give him the glory for that and honor him. Okay, now, real quickly, I'm going to let Miss Margaret speak. Good evening.
Good evening, sweetheart.
How's everything?
Everything's going good. Everything's going real good.
Well, that's great. That's great. I came across the picture of you and your fiance. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Okay. Congratulations.
Yes.
Yeah, I can tell you're grinning right about now. Yeah, well, thank God for that he stuck by your side. And
yes,
I'm pretty sure
he
knows. Yeah, well, thank God for that, because you know how sometimes debilitating illnesses or whatever can happen to you, and people, they leave you, you know?
Yeah, they do.
But to God be the glory. Yeah, but to God be the glory. I'm praying for both of you. Okay? All right?
Great. Thank
and
you so much, and I do.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That is something real fantastic. God made me stand up on the side of my bed with limited air.
Well, praise God. Maybe this is good. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
That was amazing. I didn't think I could do it, but I did it.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
By the help of the Lord.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Had it not been for him, you'd probably be still stretched out somewhere, laying down. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
But to God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Like, yes, hallelujah. The Most High praise. Looks like this is going to be a regular thing for you. That's
Things are turning around.
Yes, they are. And, you know, if we put in the time, God, he'll give us what we ask for, right?
Yes.
We just put that time in, and, you know, we can't worry about what's getting late or time's running out or I can't take no more, you know. If his time is not our time, and we understand it. But we're giving him the glory. And if it's okay with you, share it with the church family Sunday when I go in. Is that okay?
No, that's perfect. That'll be perfect.
Okay,
tell
good.
Tell him I love him.
We'll do. And definitely we'll call your name out in prayer and ask them to keep you in prayer, you know? Okay?
Oh, yes.
All right. Okay, great.
I'm making it through prayer.
Beg your pardon?
I'm making it through prayer.
Yes, 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 yes. Prayer in the spirit of God. Yeah.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yes, it is. It is. Okay. All right. To God be the glory once again. Once again. Thank you so much for listening.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for having it because I really enjoy listening to y'all talk.
I thank God for that we can give you something to go on, something to encourage you, and something to help you make your day. All right?
Oh, yes, it does. It does a whole lot of that.
Well, thank God for that. Thank God for that. Okay. All right. I'm going to get into prayer here, and I'm going to put you on mute. Okay? All right?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Miss Margaret's name out in prayer. That God will continue touching her body and keep her in his will and his way. Thanking God for my life, health, and strength this day, and my wife and our situation. The good report from the radiologist today and yesterday, the oncologist, it appears that prostate cancer is taking a back seat, but prayer and fasting, and my younger son, he is what they call a vegan, a vegetarian, and he's given me a regimen to take daily, so I'm pretty sure that is helping. Thank God for that, giving me another opportunity at life at 73 years old, y'all. You know what I'm saying? 73 years old, okay? Now, for our pastor, the Body of Unity, which is my church belongs, our pastor, which is the president, Bishop R.C. Bryant, his family, and we have what we call a little bishop, Bishop A.W. Gray and his family. We want to keep him in prayer also that God will continue to bless him to give us that understanding of his word and to teach and preach and then teach. You know what I'm saying? It's all that good, y'all. And I always like to pass along what was given to me because I realize I can't keep it unless I give it away. But God is good. We keep giving him the honor, glorifying his name, and keeping us humble. Keep us humble, Lord. We don't want to get the big head. We want to be good servants of what you give us care of or control while we have life here on this earth. And we'll definitely give you the honor, and we're definitely going to glorify your holy name, Father God, and live. We'll try to live as though this is the last opportunity we get at life. And I truly thank you. I thank you, Lord, for the listeners this evening, by phone, computer, wherever they are. It's just a great opportunity to have been brought from where I was in deep darkness into your marvelous light, God. Thank you. But we're going to pray now. Most High God in heaven and in earth and underneath the earth, honoring you, Father God. We give you the praise because it's you that has made us and not we ourselves. Thank you for giving us another opportunity at life, health, and strength. Another opportunity, Father God, to share this life and your words, Father God, with the next man, woman, boy, and girl. Yes, Lord. And to let them see through us, Father God, your spirit working to sustain us. You are our, you are our creator, our redeemer, our sustainer, and you are our judge. And I honor you, Lord, with my being, my whole being, Father God, my heart, my soul, my mind, my body, my entire being, Father God, my lips. Yes, Father God, I thank you for allowing me the time that I do have for this program by no means of anything that I did, Father God, but you truly gave it to me. And there's a meaning behind it to pass along whatever you have given to me to share with the next person in line. How you brought me out of the darkness, how you delivered me, Father God. You helped to clean me up, and I did what I did, and then you came in and you sanctified me, holy Father God. And you gave me your Holy Spirit, Father God, to dwell within me. Of course, some days aren't as good as others, but Father God, I slip and fall, but I get right back up and ask you, Father God, to help me to get over those instances where I become weak, Father God. And it gets to the point where it appears as I'm being overtaken, but Father God, I call upon you and I truly thank you because I know for surety that you are God. You'll never leave me nor forsake me. Those that are sick and afflicted, Father God, the names that I've called out, the issues in families, Father God, the love that's missing, Father God, the violence, Lord God, the mistreatment of the elderly, Father God, and the neglection of the poor, Lord. I pray tonight, Father God, to let me do what I need to do, Father God, not to overlook those that are in need when I have been I have been given an opportunity to be blessed beyond measure, Father God, for me not to hold it to myself, but to share with others whenever I see in need, Father God. Even a phone call, Lord God, or a hello, a smile, Lord God, may be enough for some on certain days, Lord God. But I thank you, God. I thank you. Thank you. Can be a steward, Father God, and do the right thing and take care of what you have given me. Put to my hand, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thanking you, Lord. And those that are in the hospitals and nursing homes, not only from this virus or the variants of this COVID-19 virus, Father God, but those that are suffering from cancers, Father God, those that are suffering from allergies, Father God, severe allergies, Lord God, those that have been involved in automobile accidents, train, plane, truck accidents, Father God, touch their bodies, Lord. Let them know it's going to be all right, Lord God, that you're there with them, Father. And we pray, Lord God, that people will open their eyes and realize that you are the one that is sustaining life. If you were to take your breath away, Father God, everything would water away and die. But we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for giving opportunity to the one that is still out in the world, Father God, and needs to change their way, Father God. They see no hope, no light at the end of the dark tunnel where they're at, Lord God. But let us be a guide, Father God. Use us, Father God, for your will. And have us, Father God, to do your way in the name of Jesus Christ. We were once where some people are, but we're not there. We separate, Father God, from the world. And it's truly, Father God, I am so grateful. I thank you. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for changing my life, Lord. I'm not holier than thou. I'm not a preacher. Can give good suggestions, good encouragement, good hope. Yes, Lord. And it's all in Christ Jesus. And I thank you for, thank you, Father God, for my life. I thank you, Lord God, for those things you have blessed me with, Father God. I thank you how you just brought me up. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father God. Whenever I'm in need, I know how to call on you. Let me be an example, Father God, for others. Not that I can brag on myself, Father God, but that people can see you in me, Lord God, and where I've come from and where I am now, and how you're going to use me when that time does come in due season, Father God. Truly thank you and love you, God. Thank you for those listening again. Pray also for the military, Lord God. We pray for the poor of the world, Lord God. We pray for the government of this country, Father God, to do for the people, Lord, to do for the people. We see things aren't getting any better, Lord God. People need to realize that things aren't going to get any better. And the word lets us know that things get worse and worse and worse before they get any better. Yes, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. Help us to do what you have us to do in this season, Father God, this season of grace. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for mercy and grace. Thank you, God. We'll give you the praise. We glorify your holy name, Lord God. And one last request, Father God, the sinner man, Lord God, that's contemplating, they can't decide, Father God, let your spirit, Father God, lift them up. Let them see, Father God, what they're missing in the spiritual realm, Father God. All the blessings that are available to them, Father God. How they can approach you, God, in need, times of need, and be able to secure those things they need in their life, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we give you the praise, glorify your holy name, and honor you. And thank you, God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Of scripture, I'll be reading the scripture here. The book of Matthew, 6th chapter of Matthew. Okay? All right. I'm going to read a couple up top, and then I'm going to go down to the bottom. Okay? All right? Now, I'm going to start here. Matthew 6, okay? All right, Matthew 6. All righty. Matthew 6 and 19, okay? The book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 19. I'll start there. King James Version, okay? Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Once again, Matthew 6, and 21, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. For thine eye be single, the whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Verse 25, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon, and all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Once again, Matthew 6 and 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Once more, Matthew 6 and 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That sounds fairly plain and simple to me. You know what I'm saying? So whatever the world has out there, of course, I live here and I need to deal accordingly into the world, but not the way of the world, you know? I have to seek God and his righteousness. God and his righteousness, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I need to seek those things first. And then all the things that I need will, hey, they will be given to me. And then if I'm very sincere and serve God, you know, then there's a point to where we will be even be given the desires of our heart. And that's not necessarily saying a bag of money or the finest woman around or the biggest house on the hill. No. There are a lot of other things to consider. Our geographical location, our health, our family, you know, our mental state, you know. So we thank God for being God. As I said, had it not been for the Lord that was on our side, we would be destroyed, y'all. We would have been destroyed a long time ago. All right? So now, let's see here. I really didn't have a topic, but what I'm going to do, I'm just going to pull a little something out there. Okay. Now, what I'm going to do here, I'm going to read a few, two or three verses, okay? All right? And this is about understanding Scripture, you know. I'm not going to get too far into it. We read the Bible. Sometimes, you know, with me, I can read the Bible today, go back tomorrow and read that same Scripture, and there's a different meaning to it, or tomorrow I may not be able to understand it like I did today. But there are times when we don't understand Scripture, and what we need to do, we need to ask God to help us, you know, and he will. If we don't understand, we need to ask him because it's God's word that we're reading and depending on, living by, sharing with others. So we have to go to him. We come to him in the beginning, believing, wanting to be saved, wanting to be separated, not want to be lost. Want to be rescued, want to be kept from the power of sin, and so we go to God by Christ Jesus. No man comes to the Father but by him. No man. And if God's spirit draws you, it's going to draw you by Christ Jesus. Okay? Now, let me read this real quick. John 20, 30 and 31. Okay? The book of John, St. John, chapter 20, verses, Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But, 31, but these are written that ye may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. The scripture, this is life, y'all. The scripture has life in it. It's alive. It's alive. Now, of course, there are times when it's just too hard to understand, you know. The who, what, when, where, and why. Excuse me. And how. Questions that seem to have no answers or too many answers. You know, everybody's got their opinion. You know, everybody wants their thoughts to be heard, you know, their ideas, you know. They want to pass along what they feel is appropriate or should be number one. Now, the best thing I found is to go to the source. Things do, you know what I'm saying? If we want to find something out, figure something out, go to the source. A lot of people Google stuff, you know what I'm saying? There is plenty of reading, and most things are written down somewhere. So we just can't stay on the internet and say, oh, I'm going to Google this. They're going to tell me what I need to know. No, sometimes. it's twisted on Google, and other times you can get direction in where to find what you're really looking for. But most things are written down for our learning. We just have to research and find out where they're at. There are old books from back in the day, and they are newer editions which have been revised. Words have been changed, and it gives it, sometimes it gives it a different meaning, okay? Because translating from one language to the next language, there are a lot of words in that original language where there are no replacement words in a new language. So, you know, like I said, go to the source, y'all. And where's the source found? A lot of times it's in books, then the internet, or even the elderly. They don't mind giving answers, questions that we ask them. And then, too, we find that their history is rich. You know, my mom, she was talking this morning about when she was young, she worked in a hospital. I believe it was her first job, working in a hospital. And I said, oh, my God, you worked in a hospital? She said, yeah. She worked in a hospital's operating area. Even though she did no operations, she was there, you know. And that right there, it made me wonder, well, gee, if they were allowed into the operating area, they were sanitizing the equipment and getting the patients prepared, what they picked up could have been used later on in life, you know, when given the opportunity, because opportunity comes to all. And it depends on if we use that opportunity or if we take advantage of the experience that we have to go to another level. You know, a lot of times we don't. I remember myself, I had opportunity to go to nursing school to children during that time. And I felt it was in my better interest to hang out, you know, drinking and smoking and carrying on. That opportunity passed by. I let it go pass by me. And I wound up losing my job, living in the street, homeless, living in shelters. And see, you know, I just wasted my opportunities. I let them pass over my head for misunderstanding. My way was to do what the world was doing, not to stop and think, say, okay, this is going to better me for my future. I didn't think about my future. You know, I just wanted to feel good right then and there. Future? Wasn't no future. If I woke up tomorrow, okay, I do what I needed to do tomorrow. Today, I'm going to take it to the fullest, you know. But Now, let's see. And when I was a child now, I wondered about a lot of things. But when I asked of my parents and my grandparents, it was like, you know, we were giving them a cold shoulder. You know, we told to go play or stay with the kids. Or why are you asking so many questions? You know. But when I got no answers from them, I started asking the neighbors and other kids and so-called friends, you know, and I'd be giving them their understanding on things, which seemed to be true at that time, but I wasn't satisfied. And I realized research is the key. So I, to fast forward this on, living, you know, in the world and being of the world, I missed a lot of things in life. And I threw a lot of things on the back burner through life. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't all society's fault. You know, I accept the responsibility. You know, I hurt a lot of people. I hurt myself. I hurt my future. You know, my ideas were thrown away. I just got rid of them and said, I don't need that anymore. Let me keep doing what I'm doing over here. Addicted. Doing the same thing every day. Thinking, well, if I change and do this over here, it's going to make it better. No, insane thinking, y'all. Doing the same thing every day, thinking things are going to get better? No, it doesn't work like that. It gets worse because it stays the same, you know. But to change one's life, look at your life and to say, well, gee, I'm not getting anywhere. You know, how did I get in this spot? You know, we have to examine ourselves, take responsibility. That's the main thing. We, you know, hey, from the beginning of time, what happened back in the day in the garden? You know, hey, when God asked Adam, he called for Adam. He said, Adam, where art thou? And Adam said, well, Lord, I hid myself because I was naked. You know, he wasn't supposed to know he was naked. He sinned, in other words. He was disobedient because he disobeyed God's command not to eat of the fruit of that tree. And therefore, hey, all his goody time was, hey, he gave it up. He gave it up, you know. He had to sweat and toil for his food, you know. And it would, hey, weeds and briars and thistles and, oh, my God. You know, I've seen and have participated in a field that does not yield what it should yield. You know what I'm saying? You get frustrated and you get upset and you get mad and, you know, it makes you wonder, well, why do I have to go through this? But we need to stop asking ourselves, why do we need to go through with it to go through with it, to get to the other side? Things are going to be better when I go through this and get to the other side because you are my creator, redeemer, sustainer, and judge, and you will be there before, during, and after. So once we take that responsibility, that takes a load off of our minds. Then we can think clearly and ask ourselves, what can I do now? Hey, we got to go to the Father. We got to go to the Father. All we have to do is ask, Lord, I need your help. And once we experience that, we should be able to step out of the world and go for it, you know? It's a new day to do a new thing in our lives. Every day is new that we're allowed to open our eyes and rise up and come into a brand new day. No matter what we did yesterday, we do not have to do it the same way. We do not have to do the same thing. But the basics are in place. The basics are in place, so we don't have to go through changes. We don't have to worry, you know. We don't have to think that, oh, this is it, you know, all my goody-goody time, it's over. No, if we leave it in the hands of the Lord, his will and his way is going to be done, hey, by you or next man in line or whatever. But then if we don't give in and seek God while he's found, y'all. You know what I'm saying? That time's going to run out because this is just for a season. This is not going to last forever. No, this is just for a season. So what we need to do, we need to act like we know, step on up, separate ourselves from the world, and you know, and just once we start trying to do the right thing, it'll come natural. We get involved in prayer, you know, and we can always get friends. We just have to let those old friends know, hey, man, I'm not comfortable doing what I used to do. You know, this is what I'm going to do now. Hey, if they don't accept it, you know, it doesn't have to be that, well, since y'all don't want to join, you know, and come over here with me, I guess I'll hang out with y'all no longer. No, that's suicide. Because we don't know the day nor the hour when Jesus Christ is coming back for a holy church. We don't know. So we need to get busy each and every day we have opportunity. Each and every day we open our eyes, each and every day that we have breath in our body, you know? Each day we have breath is life. It's truly life. And it does not have to be too hard to understand. But then also, as we get older, we should be gaining knowledge about so much in life from our own experiences and of our family members, friends, neighbors, you know. We also learn right from wrong daily. Because just because the next person is doing something and they think it's right doesn't mean it's right to you unless you find out and pray on that thing. Most times, if it doesn't look right, it's not right. You know, sight unseen, a lot of things are not right. It's just the world's been flipped upside down. Good is wrong, and wrong is good. You know, there's a counterfeit kingdom out there, y'all. And it's run by Satan. And he wants us to, the people, the humans of this world, he wants us to look at it and say, okay, all right, well, this is what everybody else is doing. It's okay. The government passed a law for man to marry man and woman to marry woman, so it must be okay. No, 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 no. God, he laid down some laws and rules, you know, once upon a time. And we need to just follow them. We need to follow them, you know, because God, he said there in the scripture, he said, I'm not a man that I should lie, nor the son of man that I should repent. So that lets us know something right there, something wrong with that, what man is doing, you know. The government should be for the people and by the people, not do it to the people, you know, and take advantage of the people. No, it shouldn't be that. No, the government should be working for us. It's changed over the years. It has definitely changed. It's more so to keep the poor, get richer. even though God told his disciples back in the day, he said, you'll always have the poor with you. And I believe that is still relevant to this day. Because there is poor. There are poor people. And we just can't say, well, ain't no everybody get an opportunity to get a job and make money and whatever else. People don't have a mindset to get up and do for themselves. They have their hand open, wanting someone to give them, you know. But if they're waiting on the government, you know, the government is about control. They're going to give you what they want you to have, not what you think you deserve. No, it doesn't work like that, y'all. No. But we all have opportunity, especially now. There are more opportunities than used to be. The hourly rates are up. There are more opportunities to learn in school, get your degree. there are more opportunities right now to do the right thing than there is. Has been in the past. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where can you start a job at, what, $10, $12, $15 an hour with, let's say, when I first come to North Carolina from New Jersey, I think I was making, what, $1.75? I wasn't even making $2 an hour. You know what I'm saying? Hey, but I was faithful to my job, you know? It was regular. I was getting paid, and the money I was making, I could use it for the family. You know, to live off of. So if we made it back then off of that, of course, surely, you know, surely people could make it today, $10, $12, $15 an hour. But to do the right thing with their money and not use it senselessly in the world, you know, buying the clothes and You know, women with the makeup, you know, and men with the fancy hairdos and whatever else, and, you know, and what the fancy cars, the electric cars, you know what I'm saying? Those things are due to those who are well off. We can't be like you're keeping up with the Joneses. That does not work. That will not work for me. Because what they have over there, that's what they want. That's not what I want. It might look good. And I let them know it looks good. But for me to want it, no. I want my own. However, God allows me to have it. I want my own. Okay? Because I'm an individual just like the next man alive. We are all individuals. Even in a relationship, we are still individuals. We are. A man and a woman, they become as one in a relationship, but I am still an individual. I am still an individual because I'm the man and my wife, she is a woman, you know? But, now let me say this. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, we as human beings, we want to control our own situations and control the situations of other people, you know, telling other people what to do, you know, coming up with rules and regulations to suit them for others underneath them or behind them to follow. I remember one instance. I'm not exactly sure where it happened. I'm thinking it was on the East Coast over here. Marines, I believe it involved the Marines. There was a training group of Marines. They were led into the swamp. I don't know if it was survival or whatever, but they were led into the swamp, and some of the guys died. You know, I'm not sure if that was part of the training to lead men into the swamp. Now, I don't know if it was quicksand or what out there, but some guys, they did die. At least one died. I think maybe two, but at least one died. And see, you know, to break away from the norm and to do your own thing, it causes consequences. Even though it was a survival thing, you know, it was pretty harsh. It was pretty harsh. Fighting a war, now Vietnam was a little different. Because I'm not sure if they could train for that, but it was different. It wasn't a standard military war. In other words, there was tunnels in the ground like animals. You know what I'm saying? They were in trees. They were hiding. They had situated these weapons that were dangerous. Oh my God! If they didn't kill, they would maim. You know, they would maim, and a lot of guys come back losing limbs. You know, body parts and whatever else. But we need to stick with what's been proven. And even though I never seen God, I never saw Jesus. I felt the Spirit. And I believe that the Word is infallible. I believe the Word is true for me. I don't know about the next person in line, but I can speak on it. I can speak on it, and the word that I read, I'm certain that it means what it means, you know. Things aren't getting any better, and I believe there's a scripture that says when it talks about peace and then sudden destruction, you know what I'm saying? Hey, peace today, tomorrow, we don't know what's going on, you know. We have no clue, but if we are prayed up and we stay with God, and follow the teachings of Jesus Christ, we'll be good. We'll be good. We may not live forever in this world. We won't have perfect health in this world. We won't be the richest man alive in this world. But peace of mind. Peace of mind. And to know and realize and understand that there is life beyond this life. And it's an opportunity that the gift of life is free. It is free. We don't have to work for it, but we got to act like we know. You know what I'm saying? If we want it, we'll search it out, and we'll claim it, and we'll cling to it today, tomorrow, the time that we're given. If we get sick, we can't give up and say, well, I don't want to deal with this no more because God, he let me get sick and I don't like it. No, we have to go through. And the word also tells us that we have to be as Jesus Christ. He suffered and died for all of us, so we wouldn't have to die that particular death, a sinful death. He died to make a way for us. He did. And he hung on that cross, y'all. Now, from what I read in Scripture, I don't think I'd be able to handle that. Well, I'd be ready to, I don't know, curse and kick and scream and whatever else I could do, try to escape, try to snatch somebody's weapon or something, you know. Hey, but he went silently. He didn't say a word. He didn't complain. He didn't complain. And he didn't take responsibility of what they were doing. You know, he didn't take responsibility of being king of the Jews. They gave him that title. You know, they gave him that title. He just came and did what the Father sent him to do. And he did it. And he was glorified. And when he rose on the third day, he was given all power. He was given all power, y'all. All power in heaven, all power in earth. It was given to him, you know. But he did go through. He went through, y'all. He went through. He went through. Okay? All right. Okay. I got a couple more scriptures, then I'm done, y'all. Okay. All right. This is 1 John chapter 4, verses 2 and 3. 4 verses 2 and 3. And this also is in the King James version of Scripture. 1 John 4, verses 2 and 3. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming and even now is already in the world. All right? Already in the world. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Let's do this one here. Let's see here. What we got? This is... No, that's not it. Mm-mm. Okay. All right. Let's read this one here. Mm-hmm. All righty. I'm looking at something specific, y'all. Something specific. Okay. All right. Real quick. All right. Now, we have to understand that there are two entities. One's good, one's evil. One's righteous, and one is unrighteous. One's holy, and one is unholy. Okay? All right? Now, this is based on Ephesians 2. 2, 3, and 4. So I'm going to read that real quick, and then I have something here to read, and then we'll be done, y'all. Okay? Ephesians 2. All right. Oh, I got it. Here it is. Ephesians 2, 2, 3, and 4. Ephesians 2, 2, 3, and 4. Okay? Here we go. King James Version. Ephesians 2, 2, 3, and 4. And we're going to do 5 and 6, okay? Now, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, and the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Okay? Now, verse 8 and 9, and Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, 9, and 10. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Okay? Yes, yes. So we've had the opportunity, y'all. We still got an opportunity. Let's do the right thing. Let's not pound away like we don't know. It's all around us, okay? All right? Now, we exposed to so much here on earth, and most things are made, man-made, and advertised to first get your attention, activate your desire to want it, persuade you to buy it, all right? Let us not forget the world is ruled by who? The prince of the power of the air. Okay? Now, a prince is a ruler, and he possesses power. And the evil one, Satan, he possesses power to manifest evil in the world through influencing people, his demons, okay? Influencing people, commanding them to do his evil. We are created in the image of God. And what is this image? We were created in the image of God, not sin, not Satan, okay? All right? Now, real quick. All right. Let's see. Okay. God gave Satan power. He gave Satan power. You know, he's got power. And we have to be careful. We have to be careful. God allows things to happen. Everybody's going through something. The word says it rains on the just and the unjust. So, hey, just because I'm serving God doesn't mean that I'm not exposed to stuff going on in the world. I got to live here. But it depends on how I live here, what I do to get through, okay? Now, Isaiah 41 and 10 tells us, fear not, for I am with you. So we don't have to be afraid. We have the victory already. We have the victory already. We just have to give it to God and let him fight for us, all right? Now, real quick, I got two more here. Let's do Ephesians 6 and 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Now, this is important right here, y'all, okay? This is very important, and we have to understand what we see is not all there is to it, okay? What we see is not all there is to it. There are forces all around y'all. You know, okay? Now, Ephesians 6 and 12. I'm gonna read this. Ephesians 6 and 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. All right? So I'm going to read it again. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So in other words, we got issues, but we're not wrestling another human being. No. No. We're wrestling against principalities, against powers, y'all, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So let's stop and think real quick. Spiritual wickedness in high places. Where can that be? up on the Hill? No, no, no. And the government, you know what I'm saying? And that could be any government. That could be law enforcement. That could be the court system. You know what I'm saying? That could be the mayor, the commissioner, city commissioner, county commissioner. You know what I'm saying? It could be the school board. It could be the POTUS, President of the United States. It could be the King of England. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we have to understand, y'all, that this stuff is real and it's out there. We don't see it, but it's there. And we have opportunity if we serve God by Christ Jesus. Okay? All right? We have to pray and lean and look and walk toward that righteousness of God. And we'll get what we need. Of course, we may get sick. We may die. You know, and people might think, well, gee, God took his life early. No, it's a part of God's plan. It's not necessarily that he takes lives too early. Most times it's for the people that are left here. Whether they be family, neighbors, or friends, you know, we all have to look at it from all sides and all angles. It's possible that a person is sick enough to die. But God, there is a time for everything. There's a time to be born, and there's a time to die. Okay? Now, last but not least, Proverbs 16:4. Proverbs 16:4 is something for all of us to remember, y'all. Okay? Proverbs 16:4. The Lord has made everything for its purpose, even the wicked for the day. Now, we got to understand, y'all, Pharaoh was raised to do what he did. And that gave God the glory because God wiped out him and his army. You know? He hardened his heart. You know? Pharaoh, he hardened his heart because God wanted to, what we call, make an example for people to see that God was all-powerful, almighty. You know, omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. People can't get it. They still can't get it. You know, can't. All right? Psalm 34:9, real quick. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. 34:9, oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. And last but not least, John 10:10, y'all. John 10:10. The thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. Say it again. The thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. And it ain't necessarily about the man that want to break into your house. No. It's about the enemy. He wants to take your belief system. He wants to harden your heart. He wants to put that thought in your head that God isn't who he says he is. He wants to discourage you. And therefore, he wants to come for nothing but to steal your joy, steal your peace, steal your salvation. Then he will kill you and destroy you. Destroy means there's no remembrance of you, no nothing. You are dead and gone and through and done. And with that, blessings, each and every one. Shalom. Shalom all.